You are now at the westernmost edge of the Phelan Damot crest at an altitude of 2,768 meters. To the south you can see the Wright Ridge and, further east, Paso Delibels. Today we can admire all these beauties, but Günther Langs, an Austrian combatant on Ortals, remembers that the Alps were a mountain war theater, at a height beyond which every form of life is extinguished and nature itself is man's enemy. A similar experience is narrated by an Alpino named Enrico who, on 10 February 1917, wrote, "Dear friend, here we are leading the lives of polar bears in the midst of snow and ice, completely cut off from the world, with no comforts whatsoever and freezing cold. All I need tell you is that as I write the thermometer is showing 12 degrees below zero. Our days are spent in the trenches, our nights in wooden huts with a few blankets to protect us from the frost and even more from the bad weather. With all this I am, though, extremely happy that at least here I am relatively safe, at least for now. The extremely high snow blocks any sort of action and, except for the odd shell, we are practically always undisturbed. During the Great War, on this rocky spur Italian soldiers built an important military guard post in which troops were lodged, pack animals kept under cover and warehouses, observation posts and gun placements built. In the context of activities to safeguard the local cultural heritage, the Stelvio Park has recently carried out conservation and renovation work on these historical sites using its own skilled staff and the scientific partnership of the Museo del Guerra Bianca in Adamello. Without in any way rebuilding sections which are now lost, work focused on clearing away debris from buildings, reinforcing the wall heads in order to slow down decay and restore internal accessibility in the military village. This area is now a good one for spectacular animal sightings. Ibex are at home here, for example. Both the males, with their powerful scimitar-shaped knobbly antlers, more than a meter long, and females with their young can be sighted. Chamois are also a frequent presence with their characteristic hooked horns. This panoramic observation post is also ideal for a sighting of two great birds of prey, golden eagles and bearded vultures. Both these species nest in the valley and their territorial exploration habits frequently take them to Phelan Damot. The dimensions of these two majestic flyers are imposing. Golden eagles have wing spans of up to 2 meters and 20 centimeters, beaten narrowly by the 2 meters 80 centimeters of bearded vultures.